Welcome to The Ether. Today is Tuesday, February 8th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes, and check them out online at WeFund.app. Terra Spaces appreciates the support of all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, we have the One Planet Roundtable, updates and an AMA from some NFT projects you may have heard of. On the guest list, we got Pantera Ox, Road to Mars, Handy Heroes, Derby Stars, Legends of Terra, NF Works. He thought I was going to rhyme that again. Let's take a listen.
What's up? What's up? How are you?
All good. Just getting ready.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for stopping by and spending some of your time with us.
No problem. We're here to clarify whatever we need discussing. And Val is coming as well. He's there. Hi, Val.
Awesome. Yeah. Does he want to come up as well?
Yes, he will.
Got it. Okay. Just sent a request to him.
There Can you guys go. Hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Thank you for inviting us, and we're happy to be here.
Yeah, no problem. We got Legends of Terra in here, and also the Road to Mars archive. We had them in here. They just left. I know they were having some technical difficulties as well. Handy Heroes. I'm trying to get you up here as well. Derby Stars. There we go.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for the invite. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, sir. I know it's really early for you, right?
Or very late.
Early or late. All right. Cool. Well, we have a lot of the projects up here. So again, thank you guys for your time. Really appreciate you guys joining the first episode of the Roundtable. Our goal is to have this on a weekly basis and then give different projects an opportunity to come up and share information about your roadmap. And the community also probably has some questions, so they'll be able to ask you guys as well. So we're still missing Evan, but he's not able to join us. I think we can get started. All right. So I just want to explain the structure of today. Oh, there he is. Let me just bring him up real quick. All right. As he is coming up. Just to go over the structure of today, the first thing that we're going to do is just have you guys kind of summarize your projects, introduce your team, introduce yourself, and we'll go around the table. And then after that, we'll dive a little deeper into your project. I have a couple of questions prepared. And then after that, we'll open it for some AMA and see if the community wants to jump up and ask you guys some questions. Evan, you're up here. So thank you as well for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. So my name is Edwin. I'm the community manager for One Planet. On Discord, I'm Active Variable. And so let's get started. So the first thing, we'll just go around the table again. The reason I wanted to invite you, Evan, is because we had the your NFT, the Happy Hour Beers. And so I wanted to see if you can share a little bit about how that got started. I was not around in Terra when that was going on with Terabytes and the Happy Hours. So I thought that was really cool, what you guys were doing, just hearing about it. So I wanted to see if you can just share a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. So we started Terabytes as a validator and like a supporting podcast in like January of 2021. And, you know, back then there wasn't nearly as much going on, you know, in the space now with Terra. It's like impossible to keep up with all the news and all the new projects launching and all the new NFTs. And so, you know, you would need 10 terabytes to cover it all. But back then, you know, we were pretty much, we were still waiting for Anchor Protocol to come out. Mirror Protocol was still like a brand new thing. And so we were basically we were just trying to build content and sort of like, you know, build a foundation of a community. And so in our Telegram channel, which at the time, you know, we might have had like 300 people in it, we would do these things called happy hours. And it was super informal. It was kind of like a Twitter space, just like how a Twitter space is now, where, you know, people would hop in and share, you know, their thoughts and feelings. And we would talk about macro stuff. We would talk about the broader economy. We got into like crazy rabbit holes. And anyway, you know, this was like really the, I don't want to say it was like the very beginning, but it was like sort of at the beginning of like this huge momentous run for the Terra Luna community. And so I would design these beer cans and I would design them about the news of the week. So like, you know, one was like, we had Astroport come on and this was like before anyone had heard of Astroport and they were making their first announcement. So I did a design for them and I just thought it was cool because it's like, oh, it's happy hour. Like I'll just do a beer can design, you know, and everybody will get drunk and we'll just ramble on. And so I made 9 cans and, you know, people kept pinging me throughout the year and they're like, oh, these cans are so cool. You know, you should sell them as NFTs. And I always wanted to, but it wasn't until One Planet came along that I was like, oh man, this is perfect. You know, cause we've worked with One Planet to help them sort of promote this competition. And, you know, we really appreciate all the work that the team over at One Planet has done. I think they do a great job. And so I was like, I think this will be like a cool project to launch. It's not like super serious, you know, it's sort of just like, I called it an Easter egg when I pitched it to One Planet. We sold the original 9 that I did, and you might have seen them floating around. They're each one of one. And then I created a super special 10th design, which in my opinion is the best design that I've done yet. And the way that you win that, we're going to give that one away to whoever has the highest NFT trading volume, I think through the end of March. So, and that's on any project. So yeah, they're just cool. I honestly had no idea how much they were going to go for. We just did straight English auction. You know, I wasn't like had my fingers crossed hoping to, you know, retire off the sales proceeds of it. But I was surprised. I think the Luna one went for like 17 or 18 Luna. So that was cool to see. And I know like there were some people in the OG, like some OGs in the community that were around for those days. And they really wanted to get their hands on those because it's a cool commemorative piece of history, at least for the Terra ecosystem. And one more thing, and then I'll shut up because this isn't really about me. But the I gave the NFTs instant utility. So if you own one of those, whether you're on this call or not, and you see me and you prove to me that you have it, I have to buy you a beer, no matter where we are, no matter when it is. You could see me, you know, in church or at my daughter's birthday party, I have to buy you a beer. So instant NFT utility.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I was going to ask you that if you didn't mention it because I saw you post that and I was just like, damn, this is a free drink NFT that you're getting. You know, we just got to find you now.
yeah. So some people say I'm like the most innovative NFT artist ever with that game plan. So, you know, I don't say that, but some people say that.
It's very cool. I mean, the utility of it's what's innovative. So I love it, man. That's what we're looking for here. You know, just how creative can we get with all these NFT projects, right? But yeah, thank you for sharing that. It's definitely, you know, a footprint, thinking back about the happy hours and everything that you guys did in the beginning. So thank you for doing that. Next, I want to move to the Road to Mars archive. We got Ryan here, I believe. And I wanted to check in. You guys had your minting recently, and you got a new Twitter account as well. So we want to guide people towards your account. That way they can continue to follow the NFT project and then also the in real life SpaceX documentation that you guys are doing. So Ryan, just wanted to see how you feel about your launch, and then like what lesson did you learn from that?
Yeah. How's it going, everybody? My name is Ryan. And with my partner, Mary Liz, we make up Cosmic Perspective. And we recently launched a collection here on One Planet called the Road to Mars Archive. Kind of a cool side story. Mary Liz isn't here because actually we got invited to speak at a couple conferences in Saudi Arabia, which is just an amazing whole side adventure. But so she got to go to those events. She's sharing the Cosmic Perspective and the Overview Effect, which are near and dear to our hearts, at SciFest Dubai and Leap conference right now. And I'm here in South Texas documenting Starship. So it's a really, really kind of exciting time. It's a really exciting week here in Texas. I don't know if you guys have heard, but Elon's going to be giving a big update about the Starship program tomorrow evening, Thursday evening. What's today? Tuesday. So 2 days from now. And there's going to be a full stack Starship, which only happened briefly for just a few moments, a few months ago. So huge news in the space community. The project was phenomenal. So grateful to everybody in the community who became a new collector and a new member of our community. And it's just so awesome to kind of welcome everybody into our tight-knit group. It's really cool to be able to share all the stuff that we do every day on the ground, and then just kind of open up the rest of the members that we've been able to gather over the years and kind of bring everybody together in one space. So, yeah, really, really grateful. Super excited for, you know, what's coming up in the future. And the question was, I think, on some lessons learned, right? Is that kind of what you were thinking?
Yeah, some of these projects are about to launch theirs, right? And so I think that'll be something cool, some kind of feedback or expectation. You know, I know Handy Heroes, I talked to him, Manuel, and he's very nervous and excited at the same time. So you already went through that.
Yeah, I think for us, it took us a lot longer than we thought, like almost just like four times longer than we estimated to be able to collect and pick out our favorite, most meaningful moments and, you know, come up with the individual stories for all, for each NFT. And so just that whole kind of process of preparation and making sure everything was right and ready to go before launch just took us so much longer than we had thought. So giving yourself as much time as you can, and kind of being kind of open to those deadlines, kind of setting kind of more near-term, short-term deadlines as you get closer and closer and you start to prepare more and more detail about each NFT. I think that was probably a big lesson for us. Some automation tools that we learned about actually kind of after the mint was live were really helpful, but we wish we sort of would have learned about them or maybe thought a little bit more about them before going live or before the mint closed. So we kind of did a lot of manual work to get new collectors into our community, because it's a closed Discord. So we met with the Lunar Assistant guys. They were super, super helpful, their team. But we just sort of like learned about that whole process a little bit late. So it was a little clunky for us in the beginning to get all the new collectors into the community. So those automation tools, if you're, you know, launching a project, definitely lean on them to help you out for sure.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. It's definitely, I've noticed that working in the background with you guys that, the grainy things are the hardest things, right? Just finding out the little details in the metadata, for example, and how long it takes to kind of get all that stuff organized. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, thank you for sharing all that, Ryan. Yeah. Appreciate that. Next we got Manuel with Handy Heroes, and your launch is coming up next, right? February 10th. We got a supply of 1,000 NFTs, the price of 0.5 Luna, right? So we're really excited about that. And I wanted to just kind of first ask you, you know, how are you feeling with that coming up? I know it's been also a lot of work on your end, staying up late night, getting everything ready for the launch.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. First of all, I'm Manuel. Answering your question. We are a bit nervous about the minting date coming in just a few. We are counting the hours for the minting date. So yes, is everything a little? It was a busy days trying to keep all the stuff. Deliver on the deadline, as you know, we are trying to get all the process perfect in order to don't have any problem at launch. So a bit nervous about it, but I think it's everything perfect. It's going to be a smooth minting. Of course.
Yeah, definitely. We're excited. We're excited to see how everything works out. And if you guys want to go and check out his page, we already have that on our website, oneplanetnft.io. You can get more information in regard to his minting. And then also just look at different NFT designs, which are really cool. That's one of the things that I really like. It's very different. The way that the characters look. So we'll dive a little bit deeper into why that is as well. So next we have Journey for the Legend.
Hey, hello everyone. So I'm Hades from Legend of Terra. Yeah, welcome everyone. And yeah, so what am I supposed to do, by the way? So to introduce our project first, I guess?
Yeah. You can introduce yourself, introduce mm-hmm. your project. Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
Yep. So yeah, I'm Hades. Like, I'm currently managing the project for the Legend of Terra, which is a card game. So you can think of like Hearthstone or Magic the Gathering, like those kind of table card game converted to NFT version. So we are basically trying to make a card game that's good for everyone, like players and investors as well. Because traditionally, you know, when you play those like Hearthstone, what you pay goes to the company. What was it, like Blizzard, now Microsoft? But for these like NFT card games, like you buy and you own asset, and that's gonna be good for the players and investors alike. So, and we want to implement a unique feature, which is pick to earn. So I'm pretty sure you've heard about like P2E or play to earn like so many times after the Axie Infinity success. But what we are trying to do is like, not only the winning players, but also like acute investors can make money. Because like not everyone can be the, you know, top tournament player, but you know, everyone can, you know, see or guess who could be the winner. Like you can think of it like soccer game, for example. Like not everyone can play in World Cup, but you can, you know, you can make a bet on like which nation to win the World Cup. So we are trying to implement that investment feature, and the upcoming NFT selection for the One Planet Landing is the first step. So I'm pretty sure you're going to ask me about that next. So I will reserve the answer right now.
Yeah. Well, thank you for summarizing that. It's definitely exciting to see the a gaming NFT project like the one that you guys are developing. I think you know, that's something that we're missing as well. I wanted to go to Derby Stars and open the floor for you guys as well. I don't think you guys necessarily need an introduction, but I want to know more about your first experience during the first pre-sale, just how that was for you guys and any lessons that you learned from that as your second pre-sale mint is coming up on the 15th.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for inviting us to speak with these great projects and speakers today. We hope all lunatics have been enjoying Terra Gaming and NFT ecosystem. So many different interesting projects are building their communities since last summer in 2021. Well, the potential of this market is pretty huge. So we are still in the early stage of this industry. So we are pretty excited to provide great gaming experience while, you know, building great ecosystem with our community. As you may know about Derby Stars, it's a horse racing metaverse game where players can breed, grow, build, and trade horses. We are going to launch our game this year on Terra Mainnet, and we'll provide a variety of gaming experience, including, you know, PvP kind of horse racing, breeding, training, collecting NFTs, etc. About the questions you asked, actually, we have learned various lessons from our first minting back in December last year. First of all, we realized that the demand was pretty much high. Higher than we expected. I mean, people could mint up to like 15 horses per wallet, which was too much. So this time we lowered the mint size to 3 horses per wallet. We believe that this might, through this kind of change, we can provide more fairer kind of opportunity for our community. Also, we found that some people used bots to participate in the previous sale. We suffered from some errors and glitches during the auction stage as well. Therefore, we've been talking a lot with One Planet to prevent possible issues and provide more smoother user experience in the second sale. We wanted to talk about our team as well. So our team consists of veteran game developers with 10 to 20 years of experience. Some people say developing a game itself is not that special, but the team understands the process of the crypto industry and how to develop tokens, smart contracts, etc. We have learned a lot while discussing how to use, you know, on and off chain structure and data. As you know, producer of Derby Stars, Ham, he wants to, you know, tell you that personally, the rarity system is one of the most interesting parts of the game. So we really want to see that how the rare parts of each horse will create variety of, you know, combination through the breeding system in the future. Well, the team Derby Stars team has experience launching more than 10 games in the gaming industry. So we know very well that seamless service and operation are more important than just the launch. We are not just looking for the hype. So as we mentioned before, Derby Stars is preparing for training, breeding, PvP racing, and even metaverse land play. So to achieve these all different goals, we must develop, you know, consistently over a long time period. And of course, we have a long-term plan as well. So we will keep updating interesting in-game elements and news with our community.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much. There's definitely a lot of excitement behind your project, and everybody is paying attention to all the different traits and trying to figure out already how to strategize for the races.
Sure. And also, we are looking for our second presale on One Planet on February 15th. So please ask any questions today. We are excited to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you. So we got one more project to introduce themselves, and then we'll get one more question around. And we have some giveaways as well that each project is going to share on how to apply for that. So Tim, can you give us a little summary of your project, please?
Yeah, thank you. So my name is Val. I am a BFX artist, and I am the person who's producing this visual pieces of The Invisible Man. So yeah, the idea with The Invisible Man is that we are developing this story that hasn't been written yet. Me personally, I think there's a lot of potential in storytelling and NFTs, something that perhaps hasn't been widely explored yet. So we're jumping in with this one. And what we are doing is that we're setting up the base. We are establishing different scenarios and environments. And through the images that we have been posting on social media, we are kind of providing some additional context about his life up until this point. And after this, this might change for him. We don't know yet. But in summary, he's a person who's living the life that we have been told to pursue, which is for the most part making professional growth the center of our lives and giving up on anything else. And that's why he is invisible and his life is colorless. Maybe some of us can relate to him. I think at least at some point of our lives, we may have been trapped in this kind of similar loop. But for now, this is, that's the story. And I think whatever comes next, it's up to the people who gets involved with the project.
Yeah, and I would also like to add something. We define ourselves, by the way, my name is Pedro, and we define ourselves as a project that is a community-driven NFT story. And I agree with Val. Like he's saying NFT stories can and have to develop more potential. Like we value a lot these components, community, and the story that is being told by artistic means. And we're also very proud of and honored to be part of the finalists here at the launch pad in One Planet. And yeah, that's more or less what we do and what we are till now.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you, guys. I think, your project, it seems like it takes a really long time for each image. So I really appreciate the ones that you've been putting out already in your Twitter feed. So we'll definitely dive a little bit deeper into those. So for the next round of questions, just remember some of these projects have whitelist or NFTs giveaways, and they'll share on how to get those. But the first thing that I wanted to do was go to Evan, and you're representing Terabytes here. And you are an anchor. You're Terabytes, and you and P are an anchor for Terra in general. So I just wanted to know what do you have in the roadmap next? I know that Terabytes V2 just passed governance. So yeah, just can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think a lot of people recognize Terabytes as the podcast. And that's certainly a huge part of what we do. But some people might not be familiar that we actually also built Terra Academy. I'm going to sound stupid because I can't remember the URL off the top of my head. But if you're a developer and you just look up Terra Academy Luna, we basically built an entire course for people who are just getting into development in the Terra Luna ecosystem to familiarize themselves with some of the tools, there's a little bit of Rust coding. There's Cosm Wasm, there's TerraJS. And with the new proposal passing, we are looking to basically expand not only that course, but we're also now looking into building some tooling. And so these will be basically interfaces that developers and even some laymen, like non-developers, can come in and use. I think I see some friends of ours from Prism on the call. I don't want to promise anything crazy, but essentially a way for protocols that could potentially, and this is I don't mean to necessarily single out Prism. This is really any protocol, but protocols that have that. We all understand that like protocols are at risk of potential like front end attacks for whatever reason, right? And we've seen, I believe it was like the Seton validator had built a new front end for Mirror, which is like a really hot topic, right? Because we want to see multiple ways that you know, these front ends can be spun up and people can interact with it. So what we're looking at is potentially a tool that can help people interact with a protocol without even going to the front end. So basically like a command line tool without having to know command line commands, if that makes sense. So we're looking into that. We're looking into building, like actually shipping some software out for people. And again, like our focus is to keep rolling with the podcast and the content that we've been doing, but we're really looking to just expand, you know, with growing the developer community. We had 1,700 people sign up for Terra Academy last year, and I'm hoping that we can double that number, if not more, this year. And also, if you're part of a protocol and you're looking for developers, I know people are looking for developers. You know, we're trying to basically create a streamline to send developers to protocols that need them as well. So, yeah, that's what we're working on, amongst other things. And you know, ideas pop up and ideas come and go, and we're kind of spontaneous. So we just appreciate the support of the community to trust us and roll with us and, you know, allow us to continue growing.
Yeah, I love that, actually, that you guys have Terra Academy to go along with Terabytes. I think it's such an interesting integration of like entertainment and news through Terabytes. But then at the same time, if people want to dive a little bit deeper into actually building in Terra, they can also, you know, find that through you guys. So it's a great thing that you guys have going on, and the community showed up this time and supporting you guys.
Yeah, and we're certainly hitting the ground running. We just released, I think, 5 new modules last week, and Pete was in the studio today for like 4 hours straight recording new modules. And coincidentally, it's all about NFTs, this new module that's coming out, how to build NFTs and you know, do some cool stuff with them. So we're looking forward to continue publishing.
That's awesome. That's nice alpha right there. Cool. So next, we're going to go towards the Road to Mars archive. So one more question that I had for you was in regard to your community that you've been able to add to and integrate the NFT holders. I know that a lot of them were having a lot of fun posting the ones with explosions. And hearing the music behind the NFTs were really cool as well. So just curious about how that integration has gone. Any feedback from your community?
Yeah. So a lot of the feedback that we've received in our Discord kind of circles around just how much is going on in space exploration right now. So sometimes even us we kind of get caught in our own little bubble of being so into everything that's going on day to day, realizing that you know, a lot of that is just sort of unknown to the broader community. So some of the cool feedback was that people really just didn't know exactly how much was happening and how exciting and how new the advancements in space exploration were. So sort of seeing their reactions, hearing their stories linked to the NFTs that they minted in the collection was also really cool. Sometimes it did spark a story about maybe a childhood moment or a connection that they had with, you know, remembering the watching the moon landing on TV or seeing a shuttle launch with their family. So kind of those personal stories have been, you know, near and dear to Mary Liz and I. And we're really just excited to kind of open the doorway kind of live over the next few months of what's happening. So there's a lot of big stuff happening here in Starbase. So just being able to take people kind of with us through our Discord and through Twitter, you know, on the ground as we film the next test flight that's coming up, which will be really big, like global sort of focus event, which is the first orbital flight of Starship. Getting people hyped and ready to go for that is what we're looking forward to.
That's awesome. Yeah, the relationship between Terra and Lunatics and space and your project, I think, is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next, let's get so Handy Heroes again. You're the star of the show for now, since your project is launching very soon. So first, just wanted to see if you can tell us, tell the listeners how they can win the giveaway that you are giving, and then after that, just dive a little bit deeper as to the design of your project. And maybe some people here don't know why, but to me, that's what stands out about your project. It looks very different than most others that are animals or people or just regular avatars.
Well, for the giveaway, after people can ask questions about anything they want to know about our project, and the best question is going to receive a free Handy Hero. Apart from that, well, introducing the project, we are going to be an NFT DAO community focused in passive income and charity. The purpose of the minting is, well, mint is NFT. I will explain after where the art NFT comes. Make a fund, put that fund to farm in several Terra protocols in order to, gather some passive income, spread them to all the NFT holders. So, well, part of that passive income are going to be redistributed through a charity fund that the DAO is going to decide where is going to that charity fund, what actions we should take in order to, for example, make a donation to a local NGO from your neighborhood or your city or in your own country. So we are focusing in that point about making the money spent on those donations, you can see where are they going to be used.
Yeah, and also if the listeners, if you guys want to find out more details in regard to the DAO and where the profits are going to go, you can head towards oneplanetnft.io, and we already have a page for them. And you can see the price, the supply, the date. You can see the different rounds that we're going to have. Really cool page. So check that out as well. That way you guys are prepared.
The minting price are going to be a half luna, not even a whole one. So a half luna. And the minting day is tomorrow on 10th. we are minting 1,000 NFTs. And there are going to be 3 waves or 1,000 NFTs. The project is not in there on Terra. We are going to cross on more blockchains like Ethereum and Solana and make a big community that is going to drive the DAO. The DAO is going to be made after minting. Are going to start building the DAO after minting, because before we can't do too much. If we don't have NFT holders, we can make properly the DAO. So after the first wave, we are going to start building the DAO structure and the rules, and everything that the DAO is going to decide, like where the passive income where are the fund going to make profits, and where to start the charity fund and looking for charity actions.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for sharing that. I think that definitely adds a lot of depth into your NFT project, right? Just being able to know that when you are supporting by spending your Luna, you're also supporting charities as well.
I want to explain where the art comes. Actually, I'm a disabled guy, a physical disabled guy. Actually, the base shape of the art is my left hand shape. It's like a silhouette of my hand. When I was 14, like 20 years ago, I made an avatar of my hand with sunglasses and some mouth with teeth, and well, it was funny, and it was my avatar. I used it for social channels, and for example, Steam or any of the Spanish forums or so. So the idea comes from so time ago, and now I'm able to print my legacy, my identity into the blockchain, official on Terra. That is the blockchain I'm in love. So that's simply like the explaining of why is there art like that. Now you have the answer.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I think it's cool the way that you put it, the visualization of imprinting yourself into the blockchain, right, by creating this project. Definitely love that. So let's go with Legends of Terra. I know you also have a giveaway, so give us a detail on that. And then also, I know you guys are giving out or selling a card pack right now, and then on One Planet, you're going to have the maps for that. So just dive a little bit deeper into those things, please.
Sure, yeah. That's like three steps. So let me start from the most important one or the most interesting one for our, you know, listeners or participants, which is a giveaway. So we've done like several giveaways. And I mean, obviously, you can check the details on Discord. But to make it very simple, if you just retweet the One Planet, this event tweet, and our tweet regarding this one, you are automatically basically registered as long as you reply under our tweet. So just check the tweet and there will be like 5 spots for this event. And there are many others, so please check our Discord. And for the second part, yeah, you mentioned the card pack. So maybe you're wondering like, so what is this like card pack and what is the, you know, map or arena NFT? So let me put it in a very simple way. So we are basically making a card game like Hearthstone. So you definitely need some cards to play with, right? So this card pack is a kind of backbone of this game. So, and we wanted to launch this earlier. So we started selling our, you know, Genesis Alpha pack on our website. It's currently public price is $99 and the whitelisted ones were slightly lower than that. And we aim to, we have like total 10K supply, and we sold about 4K supply right now. So we believe that we already sold out about 4,000, and we expect these sale numbers will grow faster after One Planet landing events, because we haven't really done serious marketing yet. And of course, when the overall crypto bear market ends and Luna goes to the moon again. Yep. So. Yeah, so, and we actually like, but we believe that the best marketing would be the game itself, of course, right? So if you go to a sushi place, like maybe you want some, you know, other amenities or something, but you're definitely looking for best sushi. So I think it's same for the game as well. So while we are fully focusing on developing the game itself, aside from, of course, like preparing for the One Planet landing event. So yeah, we hired more game developers with extensive experience in AAA gaming companies, like I cannot disclose the details right now, but because they are still working for the company and working as a part-time with us. But they are from the really well-known companies, and they've made like many successful games. So we expect to internally test the alpha version of the game with our, you know, early supporters sometime in March or April. And in addition, we recently recruited like top competitive card game players to jumpstart on balancing card abilities. So when you play these kind of games, the most important thing is like you don't want some card to like basically dominate the game. I mean, there should be some good cards, but there shouldn't be some cards that basically guarantees automatic win. So we are already working on that. And lastly, so the One Planet landing event. So card part would be easier to understand, and you may question like, what is this like map or arena NFTs that you're going to sell on the One Planet landing? So this is actually for investors. So I think the lots of Luna people are familiar with StarCraft, so let me use that analogy. So if you've been playing StarCraft or you've been watching some, you know, StarCraft competitions, there are some maps that are favorable or favorites of most people. So for example, like old gamers like me, like who started playing StarCraft 1, like what are your favorite maps, or what's the maps that could be played most? And the answers are usually like two, Hunters or Lost Temple. And if you just think about it, like if you own the map, and if you can get certain earnings from the map, let's say 1% of the total, you know, tournament income, tournament prizes, how much that could be, right? Because like, let's say total prize amount is like 10 million per year. And obviously like Lost Temple is like one of the maps in most of the early stages. Then you're going to make like, let's say 0.1 million with using that NFT. So basically we are doing that for us as well. So when you play card game, there are some battlegrounds. We call that arena or maps. So, and we are going to make it as NFTs. So it kind of differentiates, like, how can I say, this arena NFT is differentiated from other NFTs in a sense that, like, so most NFTs have kind of artistic value. And we believe that as a contest winner of One Planet Landing, we believe that our artistic value is already basically tested and confirmed. And in addition, we are going to have some like financial value or investment value in a sense that you can get some part of the earnings of the like P2E game ecosystem. So let me just give you a very simple example. So if you have, let's say, 10 arena NFT, then you will get like 1% of the total winnings distributed forever. Like this is literally like forever, as long as the game lasts, of course. So having arena NFT is basically having virtual real estate certificate. So basically having your land on the like some kind of metaverse. And in this case, players are paying rent for using your arena as their battleground. Yeah, hope this is a good analogy. So, I mean.
Yeah. It kind of makes me think of.
You could make like. Sorry?
Oh, sorry.
Can you hear me?
You cut off there a little bit for me.
Oh, can you hear me? Sorry?
You're good. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go for Sorry, maybe there's a connection problem. Yeah, I'm basically like summarizing up. So yeah, this may sound small, like 1% total winnings only. But yeah, if you think about how much money you could make, like if you get 1% of the total earned money from games like Axie or StarCraft. So in sum, these arena NFTs are not only beautiful, but also provide passive income. And we are going to have this like NFT sales in like 2 weeks. And yeah, we are excited for the minting event. And we actually haven't decided like how much the price will be. And we are actually like asking some loyal community members to gather their opinion. So if you have like some ideas, please come to us and like Twitter or Discord so for us to know. Yeah, that was a long one. Thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah, your project is definitely very detailed, and you got different things going on with the card packs and the map. So love it for sure. So next, I wanted to go with Derby Star. So I know you guys are also doing a giveaway for whitelist, and then I have a question for you. So you can share the whitelist stuff first.
You mean the whitelist distribution plan or something?
So right now, just for this AMA, all right?
So you can ask us any questions by replying to our tweets or maybe in this Twitter space session. So we are going to pick some of you to get whitelist tickets. And actually, we've got one question through our tweet reply. So he asked why we chose One Planet to do our second sale. Well, the reason is that first, One Planet's technical team communicates very actively. So we were pretty impressed. And they can solve, most of the problems that we have experienced in our last sale. Also, it was, we could build some strategic partnership to do many interesting things like whitelist ticket giveaway events and some interesting kind of events like, meme contest, etc. So we could do a lot of different things like marketing and technical kind of support, all the different things. So we're very excited to do our second sale on One Planet.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for saying that. We definitely love working with your project as well. And we actually had a contest in our Discord as well. And essentially we asked the community to ask us questions. And one of those questions is from Belguti. I'm probably saying that name wrong, but the question is, what was the biggest challenge that you faced so far in the Derby Stars roadmap? And what is the most interesting horse in Derby Stars?
The team is pretty well experienced in game development, but they haven't really had any experience in smart contracts development or token economics, etc. before. So they had to research the NFT market and the crypto market so they can plan the future kind of roadmap and kind of token generation kind of events and all the plan. So we had to get familiar with the crypto and NFT system structure and all the industry. And that was our first hurdle to this business. And we should understand how our community works and what they need during this journey. So we had to communicate with many different, community members and even OG, influencers. We got a lot of great kind of feedbacks and advice from them. So we are still learning, of course, but yeah, we are getting better and we want to talk with you to get better as well.
Awesome. Yeah. And that was one of the goals today as well, right? After we have Tim share a little bit more about their project, we'll have the AMA component here where we can have the community come up and ask some questions as well. Mm-hmm. So Tim, I know you also have a whitelist giveaway. And then also, I'm curious in regard to your recent tweets that you've been putting out with sharing a little bit of Tim's story. So if you can share some of that information.
Yeah. Hi. Well, about that particular scenes that we're putting it out there, I think Val can provide us with more information because he's the one behind the story so far. But now I want to share with you some of the collaborations we're working on, because I'm really excited about this. I don't know if I can take the time for that.
Yeah, go for it.
And as we have mentioned before, our collection has a key component, which is community, right? And we have not only considered other projects on the Terra ecosystem NFT world, since we're working about some appearances and featurings by guys and projects like Hellcats and the UA Peaks. But also I can confirm right now that we will be working with Silent Solos, who recently minted all of their pieces very fast. And we are really excited about this because we think Tim's story, and not only certain scenes, but all of the story can relate to everybody, not only in this space, but in the whole crypto world. We're all the invisible men in a way, the invisible woman, the invisible whatever you want to identify with. But Tim's story is a story about a normal guy who feels invisible, right? And he knows he has to find himself through his involvement in the city he lives at or the people he relates to, and moreover, the decisions he makes towards other people like himself in the end. So we thought it would be great just to have a lot of projects with us, but also the community who will be minting our first episode, which consists of 555 pieces. This is just our first episode, the one we're launching with you guys in One Planet. And our intention is to expand further in the next episodes. And why not maybe seasons? We want this story to be a whole thing, not just a small collection for certain people who wants to get involved. We see ourselves like embarking on a different journey for the long term, you know? And we have dreamed about like drafting some ideas of possible themes, like animated, maybe short films in the future or whatever. We're dreamers, I think. I think Val right now should be thinking like, yeah, well, the hardest work is for me because I need to render a lot and model a lot. And it takes a lot of time to develop this kind of scenes and story. But I think one of our main goals is just to expand and maybe grow our team. Right now, I also want to say that we just set up our Discord. And Rex, I don't know if you know him, he's working with Angel Protocol and Terrence. He has joined our team. His name on Discord, maybe you know him from this, Lurching Rex. He's joined our team as a community manager and advisor, and we're very proud of that because we're starting to grow a little bit further into the space. And now that we're wrapping up this thing with Silent Solos, we want one of their PFPs to appear there. This is very recent, but we're excited about this too. And well, talking about community, I would like to take the time to just say that we have 5 whitelist spots to give away for our listeners here. And we would like you guys to tell us, what do you think about the scenes that we share so far? We're going to select 5 people to get this whitelist spots, and we're going to announce the results in 48 hours. So if you're listening to us and you want to ask something, you're welcome. But also, if you want to participate, you have the information right now. Go to our scenes, the ones we shared on Twitter so far or on Instagram, and describe something there that seems familiar to your own story or that you want to give meaning to, and the best stories will be selected for the whitelist spots. As I said before, we are only going to mint 555 pieces this time. So it's very important that if you support us, and we want you to support us here, you get one of these, because you will have the reason, I mean, is to have a voice in Team's second chapter and all of the story so far. So if you get one of our NFTs this time, you're set. But if you collect them all, you'll get more chances to succeed, since we're planning on making a final round for collectors. People who have like every team scene will be involved in more DAO participation and maybe profitable shares in the future. As I said, maybe we'll launch in the end a short film and we'll participate in different festivals and stuff that we're thinking about, and we want our collectors to have a participation there and to have a drive for the whole collection. And I mean, I'm taking a long time, but I as an extra, I just want to say that Derby Stars were really kind to offer us 20 whitelist spots as well. We're really grateful about that. And we will announce the winners in like, I don't know, half an hour or so. So be ready for that. I don't know if Val wants to say more about the story, like the particular scenes.
Yeah, sure. So with the images that we have been posting, we want to keep providing this a little bit more context to Tim's background. So yeah, we'll continue releasing these pieces over time, kind of complementing the main structure of the collections. And with this whole thing, we want to show a different side of what we are used to see on social media, which is this unrealistically exciting version of people's lives. I think Tim is living what appears to be a mundane life. He goes through ordinary activities like most of us, but which I can potentially make the audience feel more connected to it, since these things are very familiar to us. And yeah, like my partner said, the goal is to release this narrative in a visually pleasing and cinematic way, mixing it with some audio as well, which is something that we're going to be doing in the next few days, I think. So definitely one possible outcome for the project in the future can be to wrap it up in a compilation assembled as a short film. I see this as a very good opportunity, since all the pieces are set up in chronological order. I believe the continuity will allow it.
That's very cool. Yeah, I'm excited to see how you guys integrate the collaboration with different projects. If anybody's got any questions, right now is the time to raise your hand, come on up and request to be a speaker. I have a couple more questions that I can ask, but I would love to have the community also ask questions. The first one that I wanted to ask was for Derby Stars. We got another one from our Discord from an account named DC. The question is, as with any game, how do you ensure the hype beyond the initial launch and users want to constantly come back to be part of the game so Derby Stars can create a long-lasting legacy?
Yeah, that's the most important thing that we think. Well, the good thing of, you know, P2E and blockchain-based game is that we can share, you know, kind of a lot of values with our users and even stakeholders of maybe future kind of Derby NFT or token. So we want to make them participate in our ecosystem by, you know, helping us expand our community and, you know, let them participate in kind of community development. So, you know, as I know, Axie Infinity's Jiho was one of the community members in the beginning, and he suggests a lot of different feedbacks and advice, comments, opinions, and then he was promoted as community manager, and then he got promoted as, you know, some, you know, bigger positions. So we want to find valuable community members who can help us make great ecosystem and even game experience. So whenever they, you know, provide some great feedbacks and ideas, we want to reward them with NFT or many different assets, including even, you know, future Derby token. So we want to share our future with our community, and we want to go on an adventure with our community members as well.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Yeah, I think bringing people up that start, like you're saying, kind of just as fans, and then they help you guys build, and then giving them more responsibility and having just ambassadors for Derby Stars, I think it's a great way to keep the game going forever.
Sure. So, you know, future gaming kind of projects can be
all of them can be like a DAO in the future. So even community members can participate in the decision-making process, and they can help many different things.
Awesome. Yeah. So once again, guys, if you have questions, you can request to be a speaker right now. And I got a question for Handy Heroes. Again, your mint is coming up in a day or two, right? 2 days for me, but 1 day for you, since you're ahead in time. I was curious about your relationships or collaborations that you've made with other NFT projects. I know that you've been really working hard at that, so just wanted to see if you wanted to share some of those that you built.
We have built some collabs and some partnerships since like a month or so. There was a lot that I was very excited to share, like the, for example, I love to make the collab, the watch party with the Terra Movie Club, that I think they are here actually. We make a watch party and we show it a movie called Queen Camp that is for raise awareness about disabled people. Also, we're very proud that, for example, got another collab with Terra Bees, that they put some traits with a Handy Hero in the backgrounds. Another one was announced today, that a partnership with a merch shop about crypto, most of them Terra. And the most broad one is the Angel Protocol partnership, that, well, is like a symbiosis we have with them. So we are very, it's like the most hinted collabs we can share with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. We have somebody that's got a question. Ponzi Dealer, go ahead. Or maybe not. if you can hear us, Ponzi, you're able to speak if you unmute yourself.
Hey guys, thank you for your time. Quick question, please. I know that previously, as part of the initial minting for Derby, the mint limit was significantly higher, right? If I'm not mistaken, I think it was 25, and now it's been reduced to 3. Why has it been reduced significantly from such a large number to a smaller number?
Oh, that's a very good question. So yeah, initially it was like 15 per wallet for people to mint in our first sale. So now it's like 3. We think it was too high, you know, 15 per wallet, because a lot of people, I mean, we witnessed that the demand for minting horses was really high, but people had very limited chances to mint, you know, even a horse. So we wanted to provide fairer opportunities for our community members. So we get more, you know, we get higher number of maybe NFT holders.
Total users. I get it. Okay. No, that's a very valid response in trying to better control this. A follow-up question. So what do we do to prevent, I can't necessarily say prevent, right? But to control users from creating dummy new wallets and minting for the sake of minting and selling it back on the open market. So like in the past, we had 15, right? Which we understandably reduced it to 3 to allow an opportunity for everyone. But what if the same person now goes and creates like 6 different wallets and mints? And again, nonetheless, the precautionary measures that we're taking now to reduce minting from 15 to 3 is incredible. I'm all for it. But also in general, I'm trying to understand, how can we prevent like brand new wallets or bots minting for the sake of minting and solely just to like immediately resell it back on the market?
You're right. Limiting you know, the number of, you know, mint size per wallet is not the perfect solution to prevent, you know, bots participation or any, you know, any suspicious kind of activity. But we try to provide fair active opportunities for our members. And actually, as I know, OnePlanet has been implementing some features and tactics to their system, the minting system, to prevent bots participation. And actually, they blocked the access from external kind of smart contract kind of operation. So anyone who wants to mint Derby Horse should you know, visit the OnePlanet website, and they had to, you know, they have to join the mint event through the OnePlanet UI UX. So we believe that this can, you know, prevent some of the bot participation, but maybe it's not the perfect solution. So we are trying, and we need maybe your feedback and idea. But yeah, we are doing our best.
Oh, it's good. Good. I'm very happy to hear that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good timing for me to jump in. Hi, my name is Inch. I'm from OnePlanet team, and we are just like Derby Stars team shared. We are preventing, and you know, we prepared a method to block a external transactions outside our platform, so we can prevent the bot attacks. So all the users have to actually create an account, make transactions to mint horses within our platform. That will make the bot attacks really slow down, and each user will be, you know, it is always possible in blockchain. You can always use multiple wallets, and you can always, you know, access with those multiple wallets, but it will slow you down. And, you know, the hypes around the Derby Stars horses are really high. And, you know, if you have to, you know, actually log in with, you know, all different wallets and have to mint them one by one, there won't be, you know, any good to do that. I hope and also there will be a lot of, you know, bot prevention methods that we prepared. I'm pretty sure that we can guarantee you will be satisfied with this second pre-sale of Derby Stars horses. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Inch. Appreciate the clarification on that. And thank you, Ponzi, for bringing up that important question. We have Paul up here. Do you have a question?
Oh, hi. My name is Paul. And I was wondering on OnePlanet that minting Derby Star, what if high demand? Will the website or the minting processing, if there is an error, how long will it take back the website? Because when last time I was minting the Derby Star on
Randomer.
Yes. The really high demand, and the website is lacking, and I couldn't mint any horse. So I was wondering if this OnePlanet would solve the lacking and DDoS attack. Thank you.
You elaborate a little more about your question? So what's the method we prepared to prevent that happen again?
My question is that what if high demand of minting a horse and the website got attacked? Or is there any prevention? Or what if the bad people attacking the website and the server is down? Is OnePlanet have a solution to solve that problem?
Yeah, actually, that is what we are very focused on. And, you know, by the second presale of this Derby Stars mint, I think we can prove that we are capable of that. You know, we are actually well prepared. I can guarantee you that. But I cannot really share the details of it because it will only help the hackers and bot attacks to, you know, to get into our website and, you know, our smart protocol. So, yeah, so I think we're prepared. The server won't go down. we are capable of, you know, accept those, you know, high demands of Derby Stars community. And yeah, I think you will be able to mint if you are whitelisted, and you know, if you can, you get on time when the public sale starts. But in my opinion, I will, you know, try hard to get a whitelist tickets for the horses, so you can conveniently get into the first phase of the mint, and you can mint three horses from that. I'm not sure this is enough for you to get you know, relieved that you know, you will be able to mint horses, but yeah, One Planet team is focused on doing that, and I think it is a great chance for us to, you know, show the users and the tour community that One Planet will give you the convenient and, you know, comfortable experience using NFT marketplaces and Launchpad. Thank you.
Oh, okay, that's a very satisfying answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Appreciate that question. All right, if anybody else has a question, please request. Otherwise, I'm going to ask the projects to just give us some parting words. And I'll start with the Road to Mars Archive, Ryan. Just any last words from you?
Yeah, thanks everybody for being on the spaces, and exciting stuff happening down here in Starbase next week. So stay tuned to Twitter and YouTube for all the excitement. We're going to see a fully stacked R-ship, which is the largest rocket ever constructed. So it's got all of us here in the community pretty excited, all our collectors excited, and really grateful for everyone's attention.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's exciting to see that. Mm-hmm. All right. So Handy Heroes, any last words from you?
Yes, we wait you all tomorrow for me. Tomorrow for me, I wait you all on the minting date. I wish you every one of you get at least one to participate in the way of we decide designed the project. We are going to be there. We are going to be live on the minting day. So we are be there for helping anyone that needs some help or questions or everything they want to need.
Yeah, thank you for that. So just as a reminder, everyone, February 10th, it's hit the launching date for Handy Heroes, and we got 1,000 supply of NFTs. 0.5 Luna is the mint price. If you're on the whitelist, you can mint up to 5. And Manuel said, if you guys have any questions leading up to it, they have their Discord. You can head there and ask questions. You can also come into the One Planet Discord and we can help you out if you're having any technical issues. But we're definitely excited to get Handy Heroes out to everybody. All right. Some last words from Legends of Terra.
Yeah, could you repeat that? I kind of missed a part. Sorry.
It's okay. Just wanted to see if you want to give us some last words from your team.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So we are focusing on developing the game itself, because I think that's the core and that's the main part of our project. And other than that, we are trying to finish up our preparation for the One Planet landing event, which is like 2 weeks from now. So, yeah. We want to see like other projects succeed, in particular like tomorrow's like Handy and next week's Derby Stars, and we want to continue the success, expected success. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. We actually have a question coming up here from Nena Fizz. So you are up.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Nice. So first of all, I have some comments and some questions. So the first one is for the guys of Handy Heroes. So a comment is, I know the guy that is in, like, leading all this project, he's not only like really creative with all what he's doing, but he's also one of the OGs of the Lunaticos community in Spanish, and he has helped a lot to grow this community. So for that, thank you. And I also knew, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that you guys were going to also donate a part of it to the Angel Protocol. So I don't know if you can tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, sure. Since we are going to mint three waves on one planet, the first one is going to be tomorrow. The 3,000 NFT that we are going to mint on Terra, a 10% of the total minting is going to be directly a direct donation to Angel Protocol. And also we are setting a 2% of royalty of trading NFTs transactions directly to Angel Protocol too. That's one the agreement we made to them on for the partnership. We are pretty proud of help them, and they helping us. We are helping all together.
Nice. It's really good to see how the project is not only helping one, the Angel Protocol that we all love, but also specific projects. So it's a really altruistic project, and it has a really interesting way of also gaining more on the side. So great job, guys. And my other comment, or yeah, comment is more a comment, is for the guys of the Invisible Man. So I was just checking all the things that you are doing, guys. And it's really interesting to see how you have been capturing things of the daily basis of everyone that has a fiat job. So I don't know. I'm really excited to see what is coming for all of you guys. And that is a really cool project. I think we can all identify either the people that still have a fiat job with the things that you are showing, or the people that already left it, remembering those dark days. So thank you for picturing that. And finally, thank you to the guys of One Planet. I know you've been doing an awesome job. I've been hearing great things from all the work that you've been doing. I am the host of one of the podcast of the Lunaticos. So I've been interviewing some projects that have some contact with you guys. So, and I know that you've been doing a great job. So thank you. And I wish the best for all of you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nena. If anybody here speaks Spanish or wants to learn Spanish, but make sure you're following her. Their podcast is called Terra Nuestra. Really good information. And I think you guys will gain a lot from following them. So thank you again for asking the questions here to the NFT projects. Let's go with Derby Stars. Any last words from you?
Thanks for inviting us for this great opportunity to talk with our community and everyone, every lunatic in this Terra ecosystem. So we are ahead of our second sale on February 15th, and we are distributing our whitelist tickets, whitelist spots in our Discord, around Twitter. So please join our community and chat with us while discussing about the future game and yeah, everything. So yeah, thanks for participating today, and thanks for asking us great questions and share some feedbacks.
Awesome, thank you. All right, next let's go with Legislator. I believe you're good, right? So the last one would be Tim. Any last words from your team?
Yeah, well, I would just really like to take this time so we're clear on our next giveaway for the 5 whitelist spots. The first step is just to go to our Twitter and look for a scene that you like about Team's Path. And second, tweet something about that scene, a sentence, a photo, a quote, a song, something that you relate to. And third, well, we will check these answers, and the best ones will get a whitelist spot to be able to pre-mint 5 scenes max from our first episode about Team. And also expect the Derby Stars winners later. And thanks, Nena, for the good words. Nosotros hablamos español también. So we should get the Latino community here on board, because we are a big community. And I think we're all, it doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter which language you speak or can speak. But it's a matter of relating to stories that have meaning and drive us forward, not only as investors or art lovers, but as communities. So thank you guys for having us, and we'll wait for our first episode to be minted on One Planet. I think One Planet, I said it before, is one of the best communities around, and they care about community. So let's hang out together, and thank you again.
All right, thank you so much. Really appreciate your words, and thank you everybody. All the listeners, all of the NFT projects that participated, you guys have been great. If anybody wants to say anything last, we can do that. Otherwise, we'll leave you guys tonight, and we have a weekly roundtable starting, you know, with this week being the first one. Next one will be on the 15th, and we got some more events for Derby Stars whitelist. So please make sure you're paying attention to that if you're interested in minting some horses. And then, of course, Handy Heroes. We got them coming up on February 10th. And make sure you're ready for that as well. All right. So everybody have a good night or good morning wherever you are. Stay safe. All right.
Thank you again. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the One Planet Roundtable number 1 Updates and AMA. Recorded on Tuesday, February 8th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support of all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving, try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits, going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics, stretching out the distance. For instance, let me be specific, the risk is hedge funded the business, betting on the difference, ingesting all the research, sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first, sleep tight little dreamer, early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor, taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now, I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension. Something to endear myself a little bit. Something kind of, embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. And it's fine if I don't know. I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll. Tip the first domino. Feeling up, I'm in a bowl with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road. Gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground soaring. I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in. I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little as to do with
what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Channel Spaces.